National Treasure, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Did you know there's a national stamp collection? It belongs to the National Postal Museum in Washington, part of the Smithsonian Institution. The museum tells the story of postage stamps and postal operations, says Chief Curator Cheryl Gons.
It's the story of America. It's of our identity. If you take the post office, almost everyone in America is connected to it, whether it's coming mail right to their house, or they've got a relative who's been in the post office, or they've gotten a piece of mail that has been a life-turning moment. An announcement that they're accepted at a college, a wedding invitation where they meet their future spouse. The mail has been very important to our lives.
Most of the visitors, Gon says, aren't stamp collectors, but the stamps at the museum get the most attention.
People want to come and see all these stamps from when they grew up. They want to look at stamps from the countries where their ancestors came from. They want to see what was issued the year they were born.
And one stamp in particular.
The inverted Jenny is the most popular requested stamp. And what this is, in 1918, a postage stamp was issued where by mistake they printed the center upside down, happened to be an airplane.
The Postal Museum also houses actual airplanes that flew the mail, a railway post office car you can walk into, and interactive exhibits for kids and adults. Coming up at the museum is an exhibit on Franklin Roosevelt, the stamp-collecting president, and Gons and her staff are already working on the centennial of the Royal Mail ship Titanic. The National Postal Museum is located on Capitol Hill, across from Union Station. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and the latest news on the National Postal Museum, visit virtualstampclub.com.